In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York City. Debuting at the CES Tech Conference in Vegas earlier this year was the Lego Boost Kit, which finally makes its way to stores for $160 on August 1st. What it does is modernize the plastic bricks we all love and grew up with by adding a few things, like a brick computer called a Move Hub, some Bluetooth wireless, some sensors. You connect them all to your tablet, bridge the physical with the digital, and the next thing you know, Legos have come to life. Here with a first look is personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeff Fowler, patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
So this is cool if you're a kid or an adult, the idea of bringing Legos to life. It's fascinating to me, frankly, but this is basically programming Legos with code, essentially. How does this work?
The thing that's so cool about this toy, and there are, of course, a ton of toys out there now that try to teach kids coding, but what really makes this one stand out is that it's Legos. And
yeah.
Millions and millions and millions of kids all around the world already know and love Legos, and you don't really have to learn anything new to figure out how this one works. And you also can connect it to all the toys that you already have. So it's a special kit called the Lego Boost. It costs $160. And you open this kit and then you download an app that comes with it for a tablet. And then the tablet kind of walks you through step by step building a creature of your choice. And all the bricks that you need to build that that creature come in the box. And there's a couple of special new bricks. And these have in them a battery, sensor, simple motors. And if you build the toy correctly, this is what allows your cat or robot or electric guitar or whatever it is you decide to build to come to life. And then you connect it wirelessly to that tablet, and you're pushing around simple bricks of code on the tablet to make the stuff happen.
So in checking this out, I came to the conclusion that this might be too hard for me. It seems like a lot for a kid, but probably not. But it teaches kids to think like a programmer. And you mentioned this a little bit before, but is encouraging children to code and get more digital, is it a growing trend among toy companies?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we see more and more of this. And I promise you that it's not too hard. Let me explain basically what it does. So it's based on a programming language called Scratch, which was developed at MIT. Literally, this toy is designed to work for kids who can't even read yet. You don't have to type. You don't have to, know any coding, whatever. On the screen, there's just these little blocks that are icons, and you moved them around and connect them to each other to make programs go. And it kind of walks you through the first couple, but all of the kids that I tested this with who ranged in age from 6 to 10 kind of got it instantly and were off to the races making their robots do cool things, especially make fart noises.
Yeah, it's very smart, but it's also silly. And I understand flatulence is involved for, such enthusiast child or adult. So what kind of goofy things will kids like? You were able to test it out with some kids. What did they have to say about it?
Yeah, so in the box, you can build 5 different kinds of things. And then, of course, you can create your own. Mm-hmm. You can't build them all at once. You'd have to disassemble them to make them new. One of my favorites was a little robot called Vernie. And anybody who remembers the movie from the 80s, Short Circuit, and there was a robot in it called Johnny Five. Vernie looks a lot like Johnny Five, so there's something in there for for us slightly older kids.
That's cool.
And he's got tracks, and you can make him move around. You can make him respond to stimuli, so when you clap, he'll dance, or simulate flatulence, or you can even record your own things so it sounds like he's saying them. So what it really teaches you is a couple of things. Number one is sequencing, right? So you're putting together bits of code to make things happen in a certain order, and then things like looping and these other kind of basic coding ideas.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler about the new Lego Boost kit. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, Who doesn't have to work but can't help not to? You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So, you know, kids can be among the tougher critics. You know, they're certainly honest. What weren't they into? And as an adult, what did you find that could have been improved?
Yeah, the kids complained a little bit that the sounds that the Lego Boost system makes don't come out of the robots themselves. There's no speaker built in that and those special pieces I mentioned earlier. The sound comes out of the iPad or tablet that you're using. Mm-hmm. And that kind of got in the way of some of their schemes to use Lego Boost to prank their siblings and parents.
Yeah.
One of the kids I tested with wanted to put the robot cat in a bush and then try to sort of scare mom with it. But that couldn't quite happen because you had to put the iPad with it too. So she wanted that. From my perspective and from some of the other parents I spoke with, the thing that was missing was kind of help for parents. There's no parents guide. There's not even kind of a search function for all those, what those little bits of code do. Mm-hmm. So if the kid gets stuck and gets frustrated, you can't really help them as very much because they've probably figured it out way more than you have by then. And Lego, by the way, says that they don't really consider this a teaching product. You know, they have a whole division that makes stuff for schools. This isn't for schools. This is for fun. But certainly at the core of it is I'm giving kids some skills that I think they're probably going to need to be masters of the universe in the near future.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I think everyone can relate to Legos. So, I mean, kids, adults, that's all pretty cool. Jeffrey Fowler, thanks for breaking it down for us.
You bet.
For more on Jeff Fowler's coverage of all things personal technology, you can head to wsj.com/tech. That'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York.